This podcast is sponsored by Relay for Life Siren System. It's happening on the 29th and 30th of June at the South Cerny Airfield at 12 p.m. There will be live music, entertainment, food and drink. For more information or to enter a team, visit www.cancerresearchuk.org/relay for life. Or if you'd like to come and support the fundraisers, the gates open at 12 p.m. on the 29th of July at the South Cerny Airfield. Come along and have some fun and support a good cause. And this podcast is also sponsored by Planet All-Stars, Siren Sisters' brand new comic, toy and collectible shop. For more information, visit www.planetallstars.co.uk.
Presentation may contain adult swear words such as it may also contain actions of an adult nature such as in the ass, all over my and lick my big balls. Thank you.
Pilots who were on board the flight, they are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
It's the Pancast Movie Show with Neil.
Okay, that's about 6 inches.
Lars.
You had sex with a ghost?
Pavo.
Standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand.
And special guest, Alex.
Hello.
Right, there's magic in the air. Beware, muggles, as we're going full on Potter. We're going down the yellow brick road to see... Oh, well, if you want to know more, keep listening to the Pancast Movie Show. That's all I'm going to say on this.
And now, another episode of Pancast on the Plonk.
Okay, so how do you start then, Pav?
I nip the top off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Like that.
We have a little suck.
And you have a little bit of a lick straight away, so none of the... whitage runs out.
Have a lick.
I lick a little bit out as you bite the top off.
It's all sticky.
Then I sort of lick and suck.
Does that... It's kind of similar to my technique then. What do you do now? I thought you were going to do all in one then.
Oh, I've never done that.
I've done that before.
I have a bite. Just like pastas.
Although yours is quite messy. Look how nice and neat mine is, look.
No, but mine's broken.
Yeah, that's because you...
I swear you... when I was a kid, the white stuff used to be more... Like, liquidy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pancast Movie Show.
That was Pancast on the Plonk.
We're in the shed with my old cronies, Pav.
Wow.
Hello, Pav, you're
right. Hello, it's good to be back.
It is, it's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Lars, how are you? You're beauty, you.
Hello, my loves.
All right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Had a good week?
Busy week, but yeah, good week. Yeah.
Good. And welcome into the shed. Now, you have been in the shed before, but it's probably, what, a year ago? Maybe two?
2 years ago, I think it was.
The Alex Robertson. Hello, Alex, the magician man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
He's a magic man! Right.
How'd you like it?
How'd you like it? No, that's not good.
Nah.
Right, because you're a new person into the Pancast Movie Show, you get your own jingle.
Oh, wow.
So, this is your jingle.
I love it already.
Hello,
Alex Robertson's magic. You know, he's on the Pancast.
Is that you singing that?
No! It's him.
You know,
he's on
the
Pancast movie show.
That's a good one.
There well, you go.
How'd you get that high?
It's all tricks.
Alex, I think that needs to be your new mobile phone ringtone.
Yeah, can I get a copy of that?
I can send that to you, yes. I can send that to you. I think that should be like you step on stage, swirling dry ice and stuff, and then all of a sudden...
Just think how rich we'd be selling these properly.
Yeah, we?
You. Well, you know.
I know what you mean. A royal you. We, yeah, that's fine.
Don't start. Hey, so, Magic Man. I love it. Right, I'm going to ask you. Now, anybody can listen to your movie Heaven and find out all about how you started into magic and everything like that. Mm. Do you like it called magic? Do you like it called tricks? Or are you not bothered by either?
Oh, I don't know, really. I guess it is magic, but... Yeah, I do quite a few tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me.
Illusions?
Illusions.
Illusions.
Oh, that's
good.
A good word, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's magic. Don't spoil it. It's magic. It's all magic.
And you are a bona fide member of the Magic Circle, aren't you?
I am.
Wow. I suppose you have to be, do you? To perform live, you have to be a member of the Magic.
No, you don't have to be. It's good. If you are, then you're a good one.
Right.
But yeah, there are people doing it who aren't.
So what does that entail? I mean, you probably went through it on your podcast, but let's go through it again. To become a member of the Magic Circle, what do you need to do?
I can't tell you.
You're not allowed to say
it. It's a secret. No, well, I can't tell
you. I might want
to
do it.
Do you have to audition? You don't have to say exactly what you do, but is there an audition?
It's like a three-stage kind of process. So first you have to be recommended by two people who are already members, and then you have to go along to an interview. Okay, they ask you all kinds of questions like... what kind of movies do you like? They don't say that. They say, who inspires you? What kind of magic do you do? Are you a working magician? How do you promote yourself? Things like that. And then if they like you after that, then you have to audition. You kind of go along, do a performance for the Magic Circle.
Wow. That sounds nerve-wracking.
And you have to throw them. Or do they sit and say, we know that one.
There are people do it. They're basically, there's a few people kind of in the audience sat there with clipboards marking you on various things like presentation, showmanship, originality, sleight of hand ability. Mm-hmm. So there's a few things they kind of test you on, but no, you don't have to fool them. It's very rare, I think, for them to be fools at that level.
Right, yeah.
It was interesting when I did mine. I had, so normally when you go and do the exam, they call it the exam. Okay, there's normally about sort of 10 people watching you do your exam, because members can go along and watch the exams if they want to. When I did mine, so I thought there was going to be about 10. When I did mine, there was about 30 or 40 of them, because Paul Daniels was going to be at the Magic Circle later that night giving a talk. And as I was, I remember standing there with a Coke can in one hand and a coin in the other. I was going to do a trick where I put a coin inside the Coke can, okay, when it's like sealed up. I used to love that trick. Anyway, I was looking around the audience and Paul Daniels was in the audience watching me do my trick. And this is the bad bit. I didn't know who he was because that's not who inspired me. I didn't know who he was.
Right.
So he saw me do magic before I ever saw him do magic. Not many people my age can say that.
No.
So who does inspire you then as a magician?
I like Derren Brown. It's probably my favourite. I'd say David Blaine is up there. There are lots of ones that aren't really known. There's a great guy over in America called Oz Perlman. He's one of my favourites. I really like him. People like Matthew J. Dowden. He's a UK performer. There are quite a few that are just kind of... The public wouldn't know about them. Dynamo's probably... He was like an earlier inspiration as well. Yeah. He's very
good. The most famous person you've performed in front of other than Paul Daniels?
Sir Roger Moore.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Because I've been following your career, because obviously we met quite a number of years ago. What, probably?
We did, yeah.
Maybe 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got really big really quick.
Thank you.
Not like. Just realise how that sounds. I meant you got very successful very quickly.
Well, thank you. I know it looks that way. Yeah.
So you sort of specialise in the close-up magic, don't you?
Yeah.
You're very good at those. And all those sort of illusions. Have you ever had one go really disastrously wrong?
Never.
Really?
Well, yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah. What could go wrong? Nothing really springs to mind off the top of my head. I've never had anything go disastrously wrong.
Right.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens if you go to a party and you're just going to a party? Are people always badgering you to do magic tricks?
Yeah, that does happen. Normally, if I'm with close friends, then they don't, because they're sick of me, you know?
Right.
I've seen me so many times. No. Normally, the people who are close to me are very respectful of that. But I get bored when I'm just at a party not doing magic, so I'm always happy to do something normally.
So do you just normally have your pockets stashed full of all your tricks and stuff?
No, I just I really like impromptu things, so
right.
I can just do, you know, there's something I can do. I don't need any props anymore to turn up. But I've always got a pack of cards on me, though. I've always got that, because it's good to practice with.
Have you ever wanted to saw somebody in half?
I've not done that before. Would you be up for it, Laura?
Yes.
Another Pancast challenge. We'll get it sorted the next time you're on.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, Alex.
Go on.
Do you find it helps the ladies?
I wouldn't know, Laura. I'm very happy at the moment.
I think it has to say, and, surely it means the answer to that is yes, because the way that Loz just melted when you all of a sudden created a lollipop out of fire.
Well, let's face
it. She's there with her tongue hanging out now.
Yeah, well, me as well, and you.
I know.
We're both sold.
I think all of us magicians gone into it for that reason.
I think it is.
I know Wayne Dobson did.
Yeah. Let's not go down the Wayne Dobson route. Remember what?
What happened with Wayne Dobson? Oh
God, we're not going through this again, surely.
I forgot.
He's got multiple sclerosis.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Or he can't perform anymore.
No, but
he used to be a magician.
Sometimes.
Does he still?
Sometimes. Just stop talking.
But he used to be a very famous magician.
Great guy, Wayne.
Ding, ding.
You know him, do you?
Ding, ding.
I've met him a few times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did that last time. Brain like a sieve. Anyway, let's do the top 10.
It's the Pancast Movie Show Top 10.
Yeah. Of all the magicians in the world, you could have chosen. Anyway.
The Pancast Movie Show Top 10 is brought to you by Wayne Dobson.
No, it isn't. The Pancast Movie Show is brought to you by The View Cinema in Stroud. To book your tickets, go to www.myview.com. Myview.com.
That's Bing. The one.
So, in at number 10 this week, we have All Eyes on Me.
Tupac. It's the Tupac movie. Is anybody a fan of Tupac?
Not really.
Don't know his music.
Have you seen that one, Alex?
The rapper. No, this
Alex has not seen that one.
Are you? Do you go to the cinema much?
I do, not very often, but yeah, I've seen a few films fairly recently.
Okay, yeah. Might be able to get a little bit of input from.
But it's Tupac's sort of bio film.
Yeah.
In at number 9, Wonder Woman.
I like that.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah,
we've all seen.
I really liked it as well.
Yeah, my wife thought it was.
It's all right.
So was that.
In at number 8, Jagger Jesus.
Yeah, this is a Bollywood film again. They're constantly getting in the top 10.
Constantly.
We ought to make a trip and go and watch a Bollywood film.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
In at number 7, Transformers The Last Night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Your problem with Bollywood films.
No, come on. Let's not.
Have you seen Transformers, anyone?
I've not seen it. Have you seen it?
Not interested.
These guys hate Transformer films.
Can't be dealing with it.
In at number 6, The Beagle.
The Beguiled.
The Beguiled. I haven't got my glasses on.
This is a remake or a new telling of the story that Don Siegel did with Clint Eastwood in 1970. Sofia Coppola. It's got Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, and Colin Farrell.
It's about a load of hangs. Beagled.
The Beagles.
Yeah, bless.
It's about a soldier stranded in a place that's full of women.
Yeah, it reminds me of the bit in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
A little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
In at number 5, Baby Driver.
I've seen this. And I thought it was wonderful. If you love music, and you love action films, and you love Edgar Wright, you'll love the movie. It's fantastic.
You seen it?
Not yet. It's on my to-do list.
Alex?
Not seen it.
Not seen it, no. It's unique, but very good.
Yeah, Daniel and I were going to go and see it at the weekend, actually, and then we forgot.
Well, there's a story for you.
In at number 4, Cars 3.
I'll probably wait till this comes to the home.
Have you seen Cars 2?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I've got... Alex already knows, he asked me, but I've got I had a young son when Cars 2 came out, and he was mad on Lightning McQueen. Aww. He even had a Lightning McQueen bike.
Wow.
So, yeah, we went to Cars 2.
Okay.
In at number 3, this is a film that I have seen, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Fabulous.
Really good. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you?
No. It was okay. It was okay.
I haven't seen it, but I want to watch it.
Yeah. It was really funny.
I need to see it again.
I really liked it. Did you guys not think so?
I thought it was okay. I was just disappointed. I think my anticipation for it was so high that it didn't quite... didn't feel as much of a Marvel movie as the other Marvel movies did to me.
I really enjoyed it. Go and see it again. I wonder if you're in a foul mood or something, because...
I was in a foul mood at the time, but no, I don't think that was the reason. I don't think that was the reason. It wasn't the reason.
All right, Jesus. And then number 2, Despicable Me 3.
Still doing amazing business here and across the water.
Haven't seen it. A fan of Despicable Me? No?
No.
No.
You're the perfect person to have on a movie show, Alex.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
My friend Emma's little girl, Amelia, is going to see this at the weekend.
What, Despicable Me 3?
You know Emma, don't you?
Mm. Who?
He knows Emma.
Okay, right, we'll delve into that one. And the microphones are down.
How could I forget?
In at number 1, War for the Planet of the Apes.
I so want to see this. You've seen this, haven't you?
My wife thought it was...
It's all right.
I thought it was fantastic.
Do you know what?
Fantastic.
I realised something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I am Facebook friends with the managing director of 20th Century Fox.
How long have we been doing this show? For crying out loud.
We wanted sponsors.
His name is Robert Price, and I am friends with him through a friend of mine. And I just suddenly realised he's a managing director of 20th Century Fox.
Really?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
We need to have words, pal.
It's a bloody good job we don't pay you. It really is. But, do we have another song?
I think we should.
We'll have another song.
Let's put this one on.
Right, that's a little bit crazy.
That was a creepy one.
We've just
switch back in?
Yeah, we've just gone back onto live onto the show. Alex has just done a trick for us, bless him, and
we're all a bit dumbfounded. Thrown us
just a little bit, yeah.
Alex just did something a bit just blew my mind.
It was a trick. Let's just get that clear.
Yes.
So what he did was, okay, so let's try and explain each trick to the people listening. If you go to Carl Pavo's Facebook page and Adam is a friend, you'll be able to watch our Facebook Live
feed.
Show.
Yeah, the feed that we've just done the show with.
And just scroll down for Thursday evening and you'll be able to watch all of the magic tricks that... that Alex is very kindly doing.
Hopefully he'll do another one. We'll do one live on air, I think.
Mike sounds like I'm quite far away again.
It might just be, if you just lift the little top off.
Sorry, totally my fault.
No, it's all right.
No, I think it's my... better. Let's let it in my bosom.
Oh, Alex is having a little problem. Would you mind just adjusting his, I think?
Do you know what, Alex? If you actually take it out...
Sorry to everybody listening. We just got a few issues with the microphone.
Little technical issue. It's fine.
Perfect.
That's better.
Thank you.
There we go.
Good.
Yeah, we can hear you perfect.
Say hello, that's Alex.
Good. Hello.
Yeah, we're back on.
We're back.
Oh, you've had a haircut, Quentin.
Hello.
You look like Harry Potter.
Quentin, your wig's wrong around the wrong way.
It's fine. He looks like Harry Potter.
No, it's not. It's a new style.
Oh, he's got a new haircut.
I knew that there was someone special coming in the shed, so I wanted to do my hair all nice.
You're just a little bit twisted. Do you mind if I just...
I put my face on really quick.
Yeah. Sorry, Quentin.
Because I knew that there was a magic man.
Right.
The magic
Quentin,
man coming in.
Say hello to Lars.
Hello, Lars.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
My own John.
You okay?
I'm well, Quentin. How are you? You look like Elton.
I'm very well. Now, I heard that Alex...
This is Alex, by the way. Alex, this is Quentin.
Pleasure to meet you, Quentin.
Pleasure to meet you, too. I heard your big thing is magic. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Is it? Oh, I can see why Loz is so happy.
If you were to put a little scar on your forehead, you'd be a blonde Harry Potter.
Would I?
Yeah.
You silly boy. Right, I've got some movie news.
Right. Yeah.
It's not really movie news, it's TV news.
TV news?
Yeah.
Well, is TV is the new... Well, you've got skin flapping on your glasses. There you go.
Not looked for the first time.
Looked a bit disturbing.
Doctor Who.
Who?
Doctor Who.
Who?
Is now a woman.
I know.
What's going on with that?
I think good. It's great.
I think it's a really good thing.
Why?
Really good thing. Because why not?
I don't want to see a woman messing about with us. What's this thingy?
A sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, what's that all that about?
I'm not with you on that one, pal. Quentin, sorry. I'm not with you on that one, Quentin.
Well, I think it's brilliant.
What
I think
about
it's very,
you, Alex?
Very
do you like seeing ladies being in like tight places like the TARDIS?
Yeah, I don't know. Doctor Who is not really my kind of thing, so I don't know if I can comment on that.
No, I agree.
But it's the wonderful Jodie Whittaker. She's brilliant.
She did the voiceover for my company's TV ad.
Oh, did she? Mm. She's a brilliant actress as well. She was in Attack the Block, wasn't she?
She was.
Get her in here.
Yeah, love, no, I
yeah,
should, shouldn't
get
I?
Get her in here.
Me and Jodie were like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I've got a top 10 for you all to guess as well.
Okay, we like guessing games.
This is a bit of a quiz, Alex. You like quizzes?
Yeah.
You do?
Not very good at them, though.
That don't matter, because it's not really good fun anyway. Here we go.
Okay.
I need the top 10 UK chocolate bars.
Oh, Dairy...
Hang on a minute.
Oh.
He needs to mark them off.
I need, ain't got a pen.
Got no,
a pen. I ain't got a pen. I'll use blood.
All right.
Okay, Loz, you can go first.
Right, Dairy Milk chocolate bar.
Is number six.
Mars. Oh, sorry. Alex.
Alex.
Mars bar.
He's number one.
Yes.
Then Alex.
Twix.
How'd you get that? That's number four.
Sneakers.
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 Snickers.
Snickers. A pair of trainers.
Snickers.
We like to chomp
the
down on
gold.
Snickers.
Snickers is number three. Alex.
Galaxy.
Is number two. Oh. He got number one and number two.
He's good.
He like a number one and he like a number two.
He's good, isn't he?
He's good, isn't he?
Double decker.
Double decker number eight. You're all on fire.
That's my favourite.
Kit Kat Chunky.
Well, Kit Kat is number five. I'll give you that. Alex?
I don't know. I'm out of Maltesers. Is that on there?
It's not a bar.
Oh, right.
It's it. Come on now.
How many have we got to guess, Quentin?
You little cutie. You can't have that one. You can't sneak those Maltesers into it.
Maltesers?
I don't know what I was trying to say. What did you say?
You had a stroke.
What did you say?
Milky bar. How about a Milky bar?
So you've had your go. Calm down.
Milky bar.
You're cutie. You might be cute, but you can't have more than one go. What'd you say?
Milky bar.
Milky bar, no.
How many have we got left to get, Quentin?
Three.
Lion bar.
No.
Snickers.
We've said that one.
Oh. Aero.
No.
Bounty.
Ooh, no.
Bourneville. It's obviously on there.
He's just saying mates of the game. Chocolate man.
Yeah, I've got Bourneville.
Shut up. We'll all go. Yeah.
Turn into Bruce.
Come on.
I'm running out of chocolate bar. A boost.
There no. Ferrero Rocher.
No.
That's a bar.
Kinder Bueno. There's the bar one.
Good one. No.
Drifter.
No.
Oh, I love a Drifter.
Penguin.
No.
Caramac.
No.
I'm trying to look in the shop and think what I can think of as bars. Fruit and Nut.
No.
Give us a clue,
out.
Quentin.
I'll give you a clue.
Whisper.
Yes. Whisper number seven. I'll give you another clue. I'm going to do an impersonation.
Go on,
go on, give us a...
clue.
No. Give us a...
I don't know what that is.
Give us a...
Bounty.
Give us a bounty. No. No, it's a twirl.
Oh. A twirl.
And then the last one at number 10.
Is it a ripple?
Oh, you saucy devil, you.
I knew you'd like that.
Saucy.
No, it isn't. No. Think of something that's chocolate on the outside and all sort of bubbly on the inside.
Aero.
No.
Red Aero.
Red Aero.
You're getting sassy in your old age. He's having that Elton John hair. This
think of something
it.
Yellow in the middle.
Yellow in the middle?
Oh, caramel.
No.
Yellow?
God, it's like pulling teeth.
What's yellow in the middle?
It's a crunchy.
Oh.
Anyway, that's it.
Take it easy.
Take it easy with a Kit Kat caramel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that it? Is that's that what you it. Got?
Oh, I better do this and then I'll get him out.
Oh, we're doing that already?
Yeah, might as well, mind me. Even someone on the thing said crunchy.
Crunchy!
Yeah, it's been that. Anyway, let's do this.
He's covered from head to foot in dirty soot. And his name is Bobby Prattstick.
So, little Bobby Prattstick, what have you been cleaning this week?
The seats at D23.
He's covered from head to foot in dirty soot. And his name is Bobby Prattstick.
More magic!
Oh, I've just been tricked. So I had to pick a card and Alex read my mind.
That's very clever because I didn't see what the card
is that
was.
It? Is that the... And yeah, that's the moment.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Oh, we wasn't expecting that.
That's good. It's a good thing. So, what time have you got?
20 to 8 or thereabouts.
20 to 8. Okay, cool. 20 to 8. I'm just
going to
write on this.
It's a big bag.
Do you know what time exactly?
Well, we got it up there. 7:40.
Yeah, 7:40 exactly. Yeah.
And I've 8 seconds.
I've got 7:39. Is that right?
7:39. Okay. Yeah. We'll
try and make it. I'm going to write that down.
It's a minute before. Okay. Second. Okay.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, you would have rung it, you know, and then... I'm just going to leave that here, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's all. That's good.
That's the best trick out of the lot.
I like that one. That's amazing. Yeah. I like that one.
I do like that one. I know what I should be doing.
We need to get somebody out.
Ooh. Is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you. Life can be terribly tame if you don't play the game with two. And I want to play the game with you.
Hey!
Lovely!
Brucey!
Ooh, lovely to be here. Nice to see you,
Nice.
Having a nice time.
We got a new guest in the shed, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, look, hello, Loz. It's lovely to see you. It's been a while.
Alex over there is a brilliant musician. This obviously...
musician?
Magician. Sorry.
What songs do you do? Can you tell him, go and hum us a tune? Hum us a tune.
Bruce, listen, it's your ears are clogged. Magician, I said.
I don't think you did.
Anyway, you recognise Bruce.
I didn't know you were going to be here, Bruce. This is great.
Well, it's lovely to see you. I like. Oh, cry. Sorry. Happy birthday.
Be careful around Bruce. Oh, you've gone into the Morrissey mode.
We like to play a game here called the Next Generation Game. Okay. So we'd like you to take part. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Lovely. Neil, would you like to explain the rules of the game?
So the rules are as simple as this. Bruce, here, will give us a name of...
Oh, these are magic names.
Magic names.
Names for magic tricks and illusion.
And all you have to do is guess whether it's true or false.
Okay.
It's that easy. Loz will go first.
Loz, you're going to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. Is this true?
What?
Glorpy. Glorpy.
Yes, true.
Oh, ring me bell. Neil, ring me bell. It is true. That is a true magic trick name. Right, well, it can also be accessories that they
I'm
use.
I'm sure I've heard of Glorpy, I don't know why. Did you do a Glorpy on me once?
I've never done a Glorpy on you.
I bet you do. Oh, Craggy, I just done in that.
What?
Oh, Craggy.
I wasn't expecting that to come up today.
Okay. Alex.
Mm.
He's a magic man. Funken ring.
Yeah, true.
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
Not necessarily. I dug deep with my research, young lady.
You have done your research.
Neil. Where's your... Oh, crikey. Here we go. Neil. The rubber dub.
The false.
Ring that bell. Is correct.
That's a nursery rhyme.
Shut up. Shh. Loz.
Hello.
Hello. Fingers and thumbs.
False.
Ring that bell. Although you like fingers and thumbs, don't you? Alex, the Y-shaped coffin.
Ooh, I'm going to say false.
It is false. Well done. Neil, the dove pan.
True.
It is true. Ring that bell. Loz, the ringer.
True.
It is true. Alex, the slappy aces.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Oh, my God, this could be the first time ever 100% of everybody getting it wrong. The Sphinx and the rubber TT.
False.
It is. It's 100% for everybody. Wow. Oh, my good gold. Ah. Well, I just wondered, Alex, is there any chance you could magic me my hair back? Or, you know, put some lead in your pencil.
Abracadabra.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Just give him a...
Thank you very much. Oh, look at this. I feel like Elvis now. That's lovely.
Yeah. Very modest. If you sing with your best Elvis voice, Alex could be introduced to this.
Oh, this is my bit of magic. This is Alex. This is my song. Everybody now, chin up, chin up. Whizzy, 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 whiz, whiz, whiz. Chin up, chin up. Whizzy, whizzy, whiz. Sing along, Loz. Whoa, whizzy, whizzy, oh. Whizzy, whizzy, whiz, a whiz. Whizzy, 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 up. With me chinny chin chin. Wait, I can't believe that adults spend their Thursday night evenings doing this crap. Oh my good God.
But Brucey, it's your song.
It is.
And it's a great song.
Well, it was lovely to meet you, Alex.
Nice to meet you, Bruce.
And it's obvious that you know loads about music.
I try.
Good. Well done, Neil.
Taking the mickey.
Musician.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a grand job, Neil. Don't let anybody say any different.
I'm going to quit. You just on at me. If it's not you, Bruce, it's Pav. Just picking every hole as if you're so freaking perfect.
Oh, you'd like me to pick your hole, wouldn't you? Hey, yeah, you dirty boy.
Go and talk to Quentin.
I'm going. Bye.
Bye.
So, well done, Bruce. Could we have another trick?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have one live on the air.
I think we should. Okay, cool. So let's try this then. So, Laura.
Yep.
Have you ever had your tarot cards read?
No, I've never actually.
No? Would you like to right now? So...
Delving into black magic now.
Have you seen tarot cards before?
Maybe online, but not in life.
Okay. Well, these are tarot cards. We're just using the major arcana here. Okay, these are the picture cards. These are the ones you typically see in films.
Right.
Okay, just to save a bit of time. So we've got things like, you know, the sun, lovers, the magician. That's a good card, the magician.
The magician.
Mm. Okay. We'll just do
lovers, I noticed.
Strategically placed. All right, we'll go with a three. Can I get a bit closer to the table?
Sorry.
Just push it, Alex. That's it.
All right, cool. So,
the tarot cards are coming out now. Mm. For people listening, the tarot cards are there. It's like Live and Let Die all over again.
It is.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, okay. 7 foot each, that's fine. So, think about... So, this is a three-card spread, okay? Mm-hmm. Past, present, and future.
Right.
All right? So, think about your life. Think about your past. Yeah. Okay, the major events in your life that shaped you as a human being.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And now look at these cards. Yeah. So, normally, when someone does a tarot reading, they'll mix up the cards, and then you don't see the card, and you just choose one. Okay. And it's kind of left up to... This time, I'm going to let you look at the cards, and you're just going to go with your gut instinct.
Okay, fine.
Okay? So, we've got... The Hanged Man, the Tower, the Moon, the Hermit, the Devil, Death, or the Emperor. Now, don't be put off. If a card like Death appears, that doesn't mean death. It means transformation in this case. Okay? So, just look at them and just touch one.
I want the I want the death one.
The death one. Interesting. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, the Emperor's there. You could have the Emperor.
No, I want death.
You want...
That's okay. A T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's fine. Death. All right. Good. Now, think about the present moment, okay? The things you think and feel on a day-to-day basis,
mm-hmm.
okay? And now that we've got the Empress, mm-hmm. we've got Temperance, Judgment, the Stars, the Fool. That could be you.
Yeah.
Strength or the Chariot, okay?
Chariot.
Any of those kind of jump out? Just for Laura. Don't influence her.
Oh, sorry.
Her.
Oh, no, sorry.
That's okay.
Because she likes to be ridden.
Which one? Strength. Interesting.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, by the way, so I meant to say the death card, that means so it means transformation, okay? It means in your past,
mm-hmm.
something was happening. It felt like you were on a certain path, but something changed for you, mm-hmm. okay, in quite a big way, and you started to move towards something else. Does that mm-hmm. make sense to
yes,
you?
Yes, it does, yes. Yeah?
Okay, now strength. This is interesting as well. This is simply put, it means that you have more strength than you realise. So if whatever problems you're facing at the moment...
Mm-hmm.
It means that you've got the power to deal with them.
Ooh, okay, that's good to know.
It means like there might be some elements of sort of self-doubt, and what it's telling you is that you shouldn't doubt yourself because you can handle this.
Okay,
all right,
nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit emotional.
Don't worry, I'm
Don't
here.
Worry. Okay. We'll all support you, Lars.
And now, finally, the future.
Right.
Okay, this is what you want to have happen.
Okay.
Okay, where you're headed. And now we've got... I'm not even going to show you these. I just want you to touch... I'll show you them very briefly, but... Yeah, just touch one. Gut instinct. This one? Right. This is the card of justice. You know what it means?
No.
So you see the scales there?
Yeah.
It means that... it's kind of symbolic of harmony. Okay. It means in the future... Everything's going to kind of be in perfect balance for you. You know, some people kind of go through their lives, and some people are very successful, like financially, but they don't mm-hmm. have, you know, the relationship that they want. They don't mm-hmm. have the health they want.
Mm-hmm.
What this is saying is that for you, everything's going to be in perfect balance. You're going to be Lovely. Happy.
Good.
Okay?
It's good
Which
to
is
know.
Good. Happiness is the most important
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the weird thing. Do you believe in fate, Laura?
I think so. I'm unsure, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a counselling session.
Yeah,
it is kind of therapeutic,
yeah,
isn't
it's quite
it?
Therapeutic, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Do you believe that you chose those cards for a reason? You believe that you made all those choices, right?
Yes.
I mean, I showed them to you and gave you the option.
Mm-hmm.
If we'd done it face down, then maybe somehow I knew and could influence which one you were going to choose. But obviously not, because you saw them first.
No, I made a decision based on my past, present, and future thoughts and feelings.
Okay, good. So. What's interesting is, when asked to think about your past,
mm-hmm.
you chose the card of transformation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at that.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. The word past has just come up onto the card.
When asked to think about the present moment, you chose strength.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Golly gosh.
Golly gosh.
The word present is on that card.
And then maybe... Harmony was always meant to be your future because mm-hmm. it is your destiny.
Well, there you go.
That's amazing.
How'd that happen?
No, Laura, you're amazing. Never tell yourself anything different.
Look at that.
How'd he do that?
I think he stopped time and then he wrote on those cards while we were all
don't
like,
give away
I was
out.
Right.
How do you know about that?
That was.
I am blown away.
That's the thing is, you were sat right here, so it's not like you can say, oh, yeah,
it's
always.
Yeah, like when you watch it on the TV, you go, oh, you know, it's a trick of the camera.
That's the thing. That's the thing. We've still got another song, haven't we?
Yeah, one more song.
Let's get that last song done. Okay, you join us at a crucial moment. Alex has just stunned us once again with this amazing bit of magic. But
trickery pokery.
Yeah, he asked me at the start of the night before we went on air to draw something on a bit of paper, and I've had it in my pocket since Alex was here. So do you want me to show first, or
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it's going to be right, to be honest. All I can... I just... Yeah, let's have okay. a look. I'd like to see what... Yeah.
Well, that's what I drew.
What did you draw? Okay.
A pussy cat.
Okay, what is that?
That's a cat.
It is a cat?
Yeah. Do you want me to look at that one?
Take a look. No you can way. Decide if it's close enough.
Oh, my God.
And also, I literally just watched him... I watched him do it.
Right.
That he hasn't produced that piece of paper. I watched him draw a cat.
So there you go.
My drawing's not as good as yours.
My cat had boobies. I had to get boobies in there somehow. So I like that you kept it clean. But that's
what can close.
You
do? I mean,
that's mad.
That's amazing.
How does that happen?
That's about as close as it gets for me.
It is. That's very good. That's crazy.
I'm so glad that worked.
So what was the first ever trick or, you know, little trick you learnt then? What was your very first trick? And do you still use it?
Actually, I did it for the first... God, first ever... Do you mean when I started learning...
Yeah, when you first... thought I want to learn magic.
It was actually a trick that I bought from a magic shop,
okay, right?
Called dynamic coins. It was called. It's this little thing you can get that makes coins sort of travel from one hand to the other. Okay, it's just like a magic. You go and buy it, and you can do the trick. It's a beginner's trick. Yeah, I haven't done it for years, but then I did it the other day for a girl.
Oh yeah.
That's for
I
a
bet
girl.
You did.
For a very special girl.
Aww.
Aww.
We're still together.
Aww. What's her name?
Could I say on here? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I should name her. It begins with a Z.
Zia.
Yeah, that's what. No, that's all I'm saying.
Zebedee.
She's a mystery lady.
Does, well, I don't know if she wants the you know to be named.
Oh, right. It's quite early. Then in the like, oh, yes. Oh.
Now that's magic.
That's magic.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, bless.
Anyway, yeah, go on. Or was that?
So yeah, you learned that. That's that trick, yeah. And you showed it recently. Mm. And did it go well?
Yeah, that's the story. I haven't got a good
anecdote.
Sorry, magic. I
thought you were going on to say and.
But did it?
No,
did
I know
it
what you're saying. Though you're saying, do you still do the things that you? And there are some things that I still do. I won't mention them now.
No.
Actually, this was quite interesting. So I asked you to ring the bell at a point.
Yeah.
Do you remember the time it was?
7:39.
7:39.
Yeah.
In here is a prediction. Do you want to open it up?
Hold it, Ankh Neil, so that the people at home can see it.
Oh, excuse me, I nearly swore.
Well, there you go.
Ow.
How did you do that?
Ow!
It's magic!
It's not
magic!
Oh, Alex.
Alex is a magic man.
That's amazing.
So,
that is amazing.
In case that didn't make sense to you, I asked Neil to ring a bell at some point in the show, and he didn't know what I was going to do, but I brought with me a clock, and it set to the exact time that Neil just happened to ring. I'm so glad you did it at that point. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, he could have been right twice, couldn't he?
Could have been.
Well done. You're magic. How did you do that? How did you know to ring the bell at that
Neil's
time?
Neil's dumbfounded.
Yeah. I love it. I could sit and watch it all night.
He doesn't know what to do with himself, does he?
Do you like watching it on telly, Pav? And Loz?
What?
Magic.
Magic, yeah.
I do, but I always think that, like Loz said earlier on, that you can think, well, they've cut there and that's not quite right. And I was a massive fan of David Blaine when he first came out.
Yeah,
But when I saw the... the mass magician showing you how he does all his stuff. I thought, oh my God, a lot of it is all camera tricks and stuff. But when you see the stuff you do in front of you,
it's a bit different when it's right in front of your
exactly,
eyes, isn't it?
Exactly. Like,
I'm so glad. And to be honest with you, I never normally write that much.
Right.
Yeah. To get that and the cards and the clock, I'm really proud of that.
Yeah,
you should be. It's been a good night. But well done. Where can people book you and get and see your stuff?
Oh, you can visit my website if you want to book me. It's arcmagic.co.uk, arcmagic.co.uk. Or if you want to see me live, then the King's Head is a good place. The King's Head Hotel in Cirencester. I entertain there during Sunday lunches. It's the first Sunday of the month. Or if you like house music, I also entertain it in a nightclub in Cheltenham, third Friday of every month, called Coco.
There you go.
So whilst the music's going on, you do the trick.
Yeah.
That must be hard work to do it that way.
It is. It kind of keeps me sharp, though. If I can approach crowds like that, I can
do it anywhere, you know?
My God, the ladies
when you've got a lot of drunk people...
I love it there.
I bet it is.
When you've got the drunk people, obviously they're easily amused anyway. But how do you... I mean, you go up to them and you're obviously doing close-at-hand magic. Do you find that you get them, like, grabbing things or...?
Mm. No, not really. No, that's never really happened to me. I did have someone try and start a fight with me once.
Oh, really? Why? Because they were scared.
It was a woman as well. And, because I wouldn't tell her how my tricks were done.
Oh, right.
That was interesting. A silly woman. She had to be thrown out after that. Yeah.
That's booze.
That was a fun night.
So have you got any quick close-up magic tricks we can just look at before we sign off? Because we've got a couple of minutes left.
Okay, yeah, we could do a quick one.
Yeah.
All right.
Just for everybody listening.
People on Facebook Live are like... He's a magic man.
Thank you.
Man.
We try. Well, it's for you. You know,
and I can't believe all the tricks that we've done. And when it's finished, I haven't gone.
That's how we ended the show.
Should have done it with this one.
It's a trick for you now, Pav. I'm going to watch this while it happens to you.
Do you want to mix up the cards? Because I know that they went out of sight for a moment.
Just how he did it, all right?
Oh, see, I'm terrible at.
He's going to drop them all over the floor.
No, I'm not. That's it. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Try it and maneuver. Okay, cool. Perfect. So, just choose one.
See, that's...
Look at that, even.
See, I mean, that's enough to make a woman drop her knickers, isn't it? Just exactly. To do that.
Just the noise.
Look at it. Make sure Neil sees Loris. And also the camera as well. Don't forget them.
Okay.
Remember
I didn't
it.
See it. Okay.
Cool. Please hand it back. And if it's all right with you, can I try and do this in your hands?
Alex, I've waited for you to say that.
So just hold them both together like this. Lovely, thank you.
That's okay.
All right.
So Pav's got his hands out. Alex is about to put the cards on the hands.
Abracadabra.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I got it. This one, right? Is this
it? Alex made the card shoot out of the. Did you feel anything, Pav? I must ask. Yes. Did you feel anything?
I have to say, I did feel a little bit of electricity between me and Alex then. It's
interesting you say that.
Why?
Well, I'll show you next time.
Okay. Okay.
So how do you now? Obviously, you have to create your own tricks.
So how do you do that?
No. You have to create your own tricks. I mean, how long does it take you to come up with one trick?
Oh God, I mean, it varies. There's no, you know, it's kind of a creative. Sometimes I'm out working, entertaining somewhere, and someone will say something to me and I think that would be a good idea. So actually they came up with it. They came up with the idea, the effect, what the effect is. But then I can think of a way to accomplish that. So yeah, there's really two. Sometimes it's the idea of I want to do this. How can I do that? You know, and sometimes it's, I come up with a skill that I can do and I think, oh, maybe I could do that, something with that. I don't want to give too much away.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Alex.
Yeah,
it's been
brilliant.
Real. Please come back whenever you want.
It's been one of my favourite
pleasure.
Shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please do come back again. And show us more.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll quickly run around the room.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been more than a pleasure. Pav.
What?
You got anything planned for the weekend?
Yeah.
Lars?
No, not a lot. I'm just cleaning my house, mainly.
Oh. Why, is it dirty?
Yeah, massively so.
Get Alex round and it'll go bing! Coffee clean.
Yeah. Very expensive, though.
I bet.
And Alex, are you performing live this weekend?
I am, yeah. I'm over at Coco this weekend in Cheltenham.
Nice. So,
on Friday night. And then I've got a wedding on the Sunday, I think. Oh, yeah, something else on Saturday as well.
So Coco, is that in the high street, right in the centre?
That's the one, yeah, right near the, in the Regent Arcade.
Mm. Wonderful.
Go see the man live if you've never seen him before, because he's so good.
Indigo, our night's called.
It's what?
Indigo is the name of the night, yeah, with DJ Glyn Hubbard.
Nice.
Mm. Ah, Glyn Hubbard.
In the house.
DJ G-Hub, we call him.
In
DJ
G-Hub.
In Der House.
Yeah, come on, get down.
Right, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, then go to the Facebook page and watch... The tricks. You're not going to get the full amount of satisfaction listening to it, but you'll be able to watch them.
It's genuinely worth watching, and I promise you, none of us have kind of rehearsed this or anything. God, like, no.
We're not clever enough for that.
We will share this video as much as we can between us all, I think.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. We'll see you all again next week. Bye now. That's magic.
Bye.
Alex Robertson's magic, you know, he's on the Pancast Movie Show. He's magic, you know, he's on the Pancast Movie Show.
This podcast is sponsored by Relay for Life Siren Sister. It's happening on the 29th and 30th of June at the South Cerny Airfield at 12 p.m. There will be live music, entertainment, food and drink. For more information or to enter a team, visit www.cancerresearchuk.org/relayforlife. Or if you'd like to come and support the fundraisers, the gates open at 12 p.m. on the 29th of July at the South Cerny Airfield. Come along and have some fun and support a good cause. And this podcast is also sponsored by Planet All Stars, Siren Sisters' brand new comic, toy and collectible shop. For more information, visit www.planetallstars.co.uk.